Welcome to Astrodome in Houston, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Houston Astros. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Glenn Beckert. Batting second, the center fielder, Don Landrum. Batting third, the right fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth, the third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting sixth, the left fielder, George Altman. Batting seventh, the catcher, Vic Rosnovsky. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Bob Hendley. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bob Hendley. For the Houston Astros, batting in the leadoff spot, the left fielder, Joe Gaines. Batting second, the second baseman, Joe Morgan. Batting third, the center fielder, Jim Wynn. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Walt Bond. Batting fifth, the third baseman, Bob Aspromonte. Batting sixth, the catcher, Ron Brand. Batting seventh, the right fielder, Rusty Staub. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Bob Lillis. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Dave Justy. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Dave Justy. And now, play ball. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Justy fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landrum hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wynn, who is chasing the ball. Landrum reaches third base with a triple. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Landrum scores. It's 1-0, Cubs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Justy fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gaines. Santo reaches second base with a double. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lillis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Joe Gaines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaines hits a fly ball into left field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Beckert reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wynn for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Astros nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman hits a fly ball into left field. Gaines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Rosnovsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosnovsky takes first base on ball 4. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lillis fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bob Hendley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendley is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Walt Bond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bond hits a fly ball into left field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte strikes out. Two outs. Ron Brand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brand hits a fly ball into right field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Astros nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0 for 1 in the game. Beckert hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wynn. Beckert reaches second base with a double. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landrum is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Landrum hits a fly ball into center field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Beckert scores. It's 2-0, Cubs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Santo takes first base on ball 4. Williams moves to second. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. Banks strikes out. Two outs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0 for 1 in the game. Altman takes first base on ball 4. Williams moves to third. Santo moves to second. Vic Rosnovsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosnovsky is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Rosnovsky takes first base on ball 4. Williams scores. Santo moves to third. Altman moves to second. It's 3-0, Cubs. Don Nottebohm now pitching. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 1 in the game. Kessinger strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger misplays the ball. That's an error on Kessinger. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Don Nottebohm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nottebohm hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo juggles the ball. That's an error on Santo. Joe Gaines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaines is 0 for 1 in the game. Gaines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Astros nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Hendley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendley is 0 for 1 in the game. Hendley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Beckert strikes out. Two outs. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landrum is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Landrum hits a fly ball into left field. Gaines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 1 in the game. Morgan takes first base on ball 4. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 1 in the game. Wynn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Morgan moves to second. Walt Bond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bond is 0 for 1 in the game. Bond hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Morgan moves to third. Two outs. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0 for 1 in the game. Aspromonte hits a fly ball into left field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Astros nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Santo hits a fly ball into center field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 2 in the game. Banks hits a fly ball into center field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Ron Brand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brand is 0 for 1 in the game. Brand hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 1 in the game. Staub hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brand moves to third. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis is 0 for 1 in the game. Lillis hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Altman. Lillis reaches second base with a double. Brand scores. Staub moves to third. It's 3-1, Cubs. Bob Humphreys now pitching. Gus Triandos pinch hits for Don Nottebardt. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Staub scores. Lillis moves to third. It's 3-2, Cubs. Jim Gentile pinch hits for Joe Gaines. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Landrum. Gentile reaches second base with a double. Lillis scores. Triandos moves to third. It's Cubs, 3, Astros, 3. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Morgan is called out on strikes. One out. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wynn hits a fly ball into left field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Triandos tags and scores. Two outs. It's 4-3, Astros. Walt Bond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bond is 0 for 2 in the game. Bond hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Santo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Astros 4, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Gentile now playing first base. Walt Bond now playing left field. Don Lee now pitching. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0 for 1 in the game. with a walk. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gentile scoops it up and throws to first, with Lee covering, for the out. One out. Vic Rosnovsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosnovsky is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. He's got one RBI. Rosnovsky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 2 in the game. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lillis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Astros 4, and the Cubs 3. The Astros will come to bat. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0 for 2 in the game. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Ron Brand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Aspromonte. The throw from Rosnovsky and he is safe. Aspromonte steals second. Ron Brand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brand is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Brand hits a fly ball into left field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Staub strikes out. Two outs. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Lillis hits a fly ball into center field. Landrum settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros 4, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Jimmy Stewart pinch hits for Bob Humphreys. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart takes first base on ball 4. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Beckert bunts towards the mound. Lee fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Stewart moves to second. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landrum is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Landrum is hit by the pitch. Stewart moves to third. Beckert moves to second. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan fields it and throws to second for the out. Stewart scores. Beckert moves to third. One out. It's Cubs, 4, Astros, 4. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Santo hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Beckert scores. Williams moves to second. It's 5-4, Cubs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Brand for a passed ball. Williams moves to third. Santo moves to second. Ron Taylor now pitching. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 3 in the game. Banks strikes out. Two outs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Altman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Astros 4. The Astros will come to bat. Doug Clemens now playing left field. Lindy McDaniel now pitching. Nelly Fox pinch hits for Ron Taylor. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a line drive into right field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Gentile hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Gentile moves to second. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Morgan takes first base on ball 4. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields it and throws to second for the out. Gentile moves to third. Two outs. Walt Bond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bond is 0-for-3 in the game. Bond hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Gentile scores. Wynn moves to second. It's Cubs, 5, Astros, 5. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Wynn moves to third. Bond moves to second. Ron Brand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brand is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Brand hits a fly ball into center field. Landrum settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Astros 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Owens now pitching. Vic Rosnovsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosnovsky is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. He's got one RBI. Rosnovsky hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromonte fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-3 in the game. Kessinger is called out on strikes. Two outs. Doug Clemens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemens takes first base on ball 4. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Owens fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Astros 5. The Astros will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Staub strikes out. One out. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Lillis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Owens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owens bunts towards third. Santo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Gentile strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Astros 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landrum is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's been hit by a pitch. Landrum strikes out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Owens fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Santo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Astros 5. The Astros will come to bat. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Morgan strikes out. 1 out. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Wynn is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Walt Bond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bond is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Bond hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Astros 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-4 in the game. Banks strikes out. 1 out. Ed Bailey pinch hits for Lindy McDaniel. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey strikes out. 2 outs. Vic Rosnovsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosnovsky is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Rosnovsky hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-4 in the game. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lillis fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Astros 5. The Astros will come to bat. Ernie Broglio now pitching. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Aspromonte hits a fly ball into left field. Clemens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ron Brand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brand is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Brand hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Staub takes first base on ball 4. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Lillis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Astros 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Doug Clemens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemens is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Clemens hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Staub. Clemens reaches second base with a double. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a double. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Owens fields it and throws to first for the out. Clemens moves to third. 1 out. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landrum is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. He's been hit by a pitch. Landrum hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Williams hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Clemens scores. It's 6-5, Cubs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Williams. The throw from Brand and he is out, Morgan applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Astros 5. The Astros will come to bat. LeMay pinch hits for Jim Owens. LeMay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May takes first base on ball 4. Ted Abernathy now pitching. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Gentile is called out on strikes. 1 out. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 3 in the game. With 2 walks. Morgan bunts towards the mound. Abernathy fields it and throws to first for the out. May moves to second. 2 outs. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Abernathy fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 6, and Houston Astros, 5. Goodbye from Astrodome in Houston.